This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, April 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning. I'm Jeff Allen. Here's today's headlines. A ban on octopus CAFOs. Irrigators send in the Navy, and House Dems debate a farm bill plan. Lawmaker fishes for a ban on octopus CAFOs. Assemblymember Steve Benaventura has taken to the sea with a CAFO ban for octopi, as environmental groups are describing it. Bennett's bill would preemptively ban octopus farming and the sale of such products. The progressive Democrat says that treating the intelligent octopods as if they were sea cows would not be a suitable farming practice, and he asserts that the state must act before the industry emerges. Sound familiar? Well, the bill's environmental sponsors warned that researchers in Spain are exploring ways to capture and kill the eight-armed snail suckers. They reason that Californians have already opposed such a confined animal operation by passing the state's Prop 12 animal welfare law, among other policies. The advocates argue the resulting waste from aquaculture facilities would lead to detrimental water quality impacts. The bill has no opposition, slipped through its first committee this week. Irrigators send in the Navy. About 20 sailors recently chipped in to help the Imperial Irrigation District clean up tons of trash and debris from a wetlands site. The 48-acre parcel abuts Naval Air Facility El Centro and has helped to filter nitrogen, phosphorus, fecal coliform, and sediment before the water flows into the Salton Sea. It also is a popular recreation site for off-duty sailors. Water rights hearings underway for sites. The State Water Board has begun taking testimony in its long process to evaluate the potential environmental impacts of the site's reservoir project. Along with the project authority, environmental and sport fishing groups, tribes, water agencies, and the California Farm Bureau are laying out their arguments for or against the off-stream reservoir. Those parties will be spending lots of time together as the lengthy administrative hearings are set to run through October. The outcome will likely factor into the Water Commission's subsequent decision on approving Prop 1 Water Board funding for the project. Now keep in mind, many of those representatives will appear before the water for the board later this month, that to testify on a three-day workshop on voluntary agreements for Bay Delta flows. Along with those two regulatory milestones, the board will begin hearings next week on whether to put the Tulare Lake Subbasin on SGMA probation. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Survey: U.S. farmers becoming more sustainable but lack financial support. A new survey of almost 500 U.S. farmers found that they are aware of and moving to adopt sustainable practices, but the high cost of some practices are still a barrier. The research by consulting firm McKinsey & Company found that perceived return on investment is a key factor in what sustainable practices farmers adopt. Changes in behavioral practices like reduced or no-till farming have the highest adoption rate because farmers believe they will have a positive return on investment, or ROI. Practices that require equipment like changes in controlled irrigation have the lowest adoption. The primary barrier to adoption for farms of all sizes is compensation, that according to the survey. Getting a higher price for sustainably grown crops and implementing the practices are other top concerns. The takeaway? Well, from the survey, McKinsey suggested investing in education programs, creating long-term revenue streams for farmers like green premiums, and making sustainability programs more accessible. CVM director outlines long-term priorities. FDA Center for Veterinary Medicine is looking to modernize its legal authority and spur innovation over the next several years, according to CVM director Tracy Forfa. Speaking on a webinar yesterday, Forfa noted there's a bill with bipartisan support that would allow products that meet the legal definition of animal drugs to be regulated as food additives. "We want to be flexible," Forfa said. "We want to support and spur innovation. Those are some of my major messages out there." CVM will also commission a Reagan-Udall Foundation study on the state of the animal industry. Forfa hopes the study will identify areas that need more attention. Democrats slam proposal ahead of Farm Bill meeting. Democrats on the House Ag Committee expected to meet today. They'll discuss their response to GOP plans for moving a farm bill next month. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson is expressing optimism that he can get bipartisan support for the legislation. Some Democrats tell AgriPulse they're willing to discuss a compromise, but Thompson still pursuing funding ideas that give many Democrats heartburn. Representative Eric Sorensen, the Illinois Democrat, said yesterday, "We've got to come to the middle. There's got to be concessions made so that Democrats and Republicans can all come together and vote for a farm bill that actually works for the people." From Virginia, Democrat Representative Abigail Spanberger said she's encouraged that the chairman wants to move forward with a farm bill, ideally in May. Meanwhile, Thompson confirmed to AgriPulse yesterday he's looking at funding modifications to commodity programs and crop insurance from USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation Funding Authority. He's also looking at some changes to Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding, as well as restrictions on USDA's future updates of the Thrifty Food Plan. TFP, it's a model used to determine how changes in eating patterns and dietary guidelines should affect SNAP benefits. Notably, Democrats on the House Ag Committee used a post on X to pillory a set of GOP talking points about the Thrifty Food Plan proposal. The Democratic post gave the plan a grade of F. Now take note, Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan has flatly ruled out restricting TFP updates and removing climate guardrails on IRA conservation funding. She's also cool to restricting CCC to free up money for farm bill funding. Stabenow told AgriPulse that while she hadn't seen Thompson's latest CCC plan, she thinks, quote, "anything that limits CCC is very short-sighted for farmers because that's where they fund commodity emergencies and trade and so on. So I don't know about how limiting those dollars ends up being a plus for farmers." Finally, here's today's He Said It. Tim Rudy, "I'm in support of my wife." That Tim Rudy, testifying in support of his wife at an assembly committee hearing. More than a dozen environmental lobbyists lined up to register their support for a rodenticide bill. As with many dedicated husbands, Rudy went for the safe ground and just agreed with Gemma Rudy, the wife, who supported the bill on behalf of the Hamilton Raptor Center. The Humane Society also supported his wife. The committee approved the measure as well as a bill to add more pesticide restrictions near schools despite objections from ag lobbyists and presumably their partners. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, April 11th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Allen.